Take me further on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going and I ain't coming back. I'd rather be
Panther Holler.
Where the sun don't ever shine, than to be in some big city, in a small room with your love on my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train. Take me by.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ray I. We're talking springtime turkeys, gobbling, mushrooms coming up. Real interesting in the springtime of the year, there's a bounty out there from the Ozark Hills that we all enjoy. I call it the trifecta. We've got fishing, we've got mushrooms, and turkey breast. We need to go right to our next guest. We're going to start with a little intro. Happen to have on the line with me the wild man, the river rat, the one and only Billy Smith. Hey, Billy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, brother. Good to hear your voice again. Lots of things going on. I know you've been busy fishing, and you've got a service set up now where you're doing some tours and guiding on the river, but you're also like me. You like to get out there in the woods and find a few mushrooms and get that turkey breast, and I know you love to catch fish. There's nothing much better in the springtime, is there?
Oh, that's for sure. Springtime, you know, when it just comes along and everything's blooming out, turkeys are doing their thing. I love to hear them old gobblers hollering and get after the fish and even the mushrooms. Of course, I'm not an expert mushroom hunter, but I've got family and friends that are.
Okay, we're going to question that a little later here in the interview, because I understand you may have a mushroom expert there real close to you. But right now, the crappie. And then there's Google Eye or Goggle Eye, which I call third cousin on my daddy's side. And you do a lot of smallmouth fishing, but during the spring turkey season, our smallmouth is catch and release in our Ozark stream. So tell us a little bit about the Goggle Eye and you catching them and cooking them up during the spring season.
Well, that's right, Ray. The bass season, of course, is not in, so it's definitely catch and release. But I target the Goggle Eye, and it's getting that time when that time of year comes along in April and into May. They are starting on, and they're spawning. So they start grouping up, getting in those pockets and places, and, man, just target them. You know, use a little plastic worm or a little twister tail, maybe a little live bait, you know, worms, menace. Go after them, and they are delicious. There's hardly a fish that's really any tastier, any better than a goggle eye.
That's good to know. Now, do you deep fry those, or is there different ways you like to fix those?
Yes. You know, both ways. Either, you know, pan fry, you know, an inch or so of oil in your skillet or cast iron skillet or your Dutch oven.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can turn them, or you can deep fry them. Either way. Just bread them up, you know, clean them, bread them up. Some people might flay them out. I like to clean them whole. I scale them, leave the skin on myself, and bread them up with your mix just like you do your other fish, and cook them, you know, like we was talking about.
Yeah. One of the things
they are delicious.
Oh, they're great. What I want to tell the listeners, too, that you do a deal with us several times on the river where we went turkey hunting, float turkey hunting, and locating the turkeys from the river. And what a combination. You catch some fish. You can find the turkeys and call a turkey and get a turkey, get that turkey breast. And while you're in looking for the turkeys along those riverways, you can find the mushrooms. It doesn't get much better than that.
I'll tell you what, that Ozark living, that's the way to do it. And it is enjoyable just to take your boat, launch it, and take right down the river floating along with, you know, just listening for a turkey to gobble and do some fishing.
Absolutely. Great, great time. I've always enjoyed our time on the river with you. What's your favorite recipe for cooking up that turkey breast?
Now, I like to, of course, slice that turkey breast up into just little small strips, and I just roll it in a flour, salt and pepper, the season up that flour, and just roll it in that, and then also, you know, just pan fry, or you can kind of deep fry like in your little Dutch oven and stuff.
Yeah.
So That's the way I prepare mine.
That's good. You get a little fresh turkey breast, and you get some fresh morel mushrooms, and you get some goggle eye, and you cook them up on the riverbank. My goodness, I don't even know how to explain that.
Yeah, there's nothing like it, like being on the river. When you cook on the riverbank, it's just, especially when it's fresh, there's just no comparison to it.
You know, I've known you a lot of years. We've done some turkey hunting, and I've seen you carry some birds out. But I was really surprised being around you to find out that you wasn't that big into the mushroom hunting, because I know you're a berry picker. I know you get after those blackberries and scout those. We've had you on the show. But you don't get into the mushrooms. So we've got another person there with you, a mushroom expert. It's hard to get mushroom pickers to talk, though. Who do you got with you? Introduce us.
Yeah, this is a friend of mine. Actually, he's married into the family. We will claim him a little bit. And he is a mushroom hunting fool expert. He talks about how many he gets and stuff. Of course, he's kind of almost closed mouth about it, but we'll get him to talk a little bit about it. His name is Vester Kreider, and here he is.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't expect you to give us any secrets where you find your mushrooms, your secret spots, but can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you look for when you go to search for mushrooms, morel mushrooms in the spring?
Well, the main place I've found is pretty much under a sycamore tree.
Okay.
Now, my son's going to kill me if I give this information out, because he's an expert guy. He's a little closer to the ground than I am. He can find them.
Okay.
But you get in some pretty good, where there's pretty good dirt and not a lot of rock, and underneath the sycamore tree is where I find most of mine.
So you're talking...
Not
you're
all
talking,
of them, but that's a...
Okay. You're talking creek bottom, river bottom areas.
That's the main place I try to target.
Okay. River bottom, creek bottom areas.
Yep. Yeah, creek bottom, river bottom. Now, we found a few out on top of ridges, but most of them you'll find in the creek bottom or a river bottom, and that's kind of what we kind of key in on, is try to find several big sycamore trees growing in the bottom.
Okay, that's good information. What makes you decide, well, it's probably time to go look for these mushrooms? The weather conditions?
When you've had some 50-degree nights, gets up, you know, you get 4 or 5 50-degree nights in a row, you're a little warmer than that. Usually it's around youth turkey season, a good time to start.
Okay, and on through April?
All through regular turkey season.
Okay,
yep.
Okay.
Last year, there was some found earlier in March, and I wasn't out that early, but
yeah,
they'll find them in late March, too, if the weather's right.
Have you found some in May, in the middle of May?
Not so much in the middle of May, usually, but then it's got so hot around here, they've dried up.
Okay.
Usually right, everything hits the same time, turkey hunting and mushrooms all the same time.
Mushrooms?
It gives you something to do when turkeys ain't gobbling.
Yeah, well, turkeys, you got your mushrooms, you got your fishing, and you got your turkey breast. It's pretty good stuff. What's your favorite way to cook up a mushroom?
We cook them just like Billy said, they cook turkey breasts. I'll slice them in half and soak them real good, and then roll them in flour and cook them right in the grease right with the turkey breast.
Okay. Now
that's
you're
the best way I've done it.
Okay. Your mushroom hunting spots are like top secret, right? I mean, you got like you'll change vehicles and go a different way and sneak around.
A lot of people won't even tell family members where they're at.
This is too much fun. This is too much fun. Well, that's good information you gave us, so I appreciate it very much, because, you know, a lot of people, they can't see mushrooms. I've been with hunters, and I've walked up on a little flat, little bent up from a creek or the river, and I look out, and oh, my goodness, you know, it's the mother load, and they're standing there going like, what are you looking at? They're hard to see. How do you train yourself to be able to see these, or what are you looking for?
I tell you what, I had a cousin of mine tell me several years ago, he finds them all the time. He said, if you'll finally find one, he said, just stand still and get to looking. Because he said, there'll be a bunch more there. He said, most people overlook them, but he said, if you find one, just go looking around. Because he said, you will see more. I found that to pretty well be true.
So do you have a bag that's covered and it's hid in the trunk or under the seat of the truck when you come back with your mushrooms, or how are you doing this?
No, I usually just use a Walmart bag. But
okay.
If you get out of where you find them, get out on top of the hill, then it don't bother you to let people know you got them in. Then,
yeah. this is way too much fun. All right, well,
I did get in my favorite spot last year, and a guy showed up. He knew about it, too. I thought I had it all to myself, but he happened to know about it, too. But
so
was
there a duel or a wrestling match, or what happened?
No, we'd already got there and got all of them. He was too late, so we just had to wait for some more come up.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, thank you for that report. Give me back to Billy Smith.
All right, here he is.
Hey, Billy.
Well, what do you think about that?
That was a great report. I enjoy you. You have no idea how much I enjoyed that. Hey, I could really relate to that. My mind was racing about all the years and people I know going after mushrooms. Oh, that was good stuff. Well, Billy, you provide a service out there for the folks. Tell us a little bit about that. You got it going. It's up on Facebook now.
Yes, I got a guide service business for fishing on the Kern River and Jack's Fork, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours. Also, we'll just do a, if you want to do a boat ride or just a float trip down the river, just to observe whatever, the flora, fauna, birds, whatever. I do that also. You can contact me at 573-225-3390. And that's Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours. You can look that up on Facebook.
Awesome. Billy, I thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Also, I want to let you know I'm looking forward to see you this spring. And there's three things I need from you this spring, three things. One is we need to share the woods together. Two, I need to get back on the boat in the river with you and do a little fishing. And number three, and more importantly, I need to sit on that back porch of yours and have a little bit of that apple pie.
Hey, all I'm waiting for you is just to show up. I mean, you can give a call if you want to, but just show up, brother, and we'll get on it.
All right. Thank you, Billy. You guys have a great weekend, okay? Thank you.
All right. It's good hearing from you. You take care now.
All right, brother.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was the one and only William Smith, Billy Wildman River Rat Smith, my brother and great friend. He's at Scenic River Guide Service and Tours. Down in Summersville, Missouri. Just Google him on Facebook, and we need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.